Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with Simone May, the CTO and co-founder of Clutch, a digital marketplace that's elevating emerging brands' digital marketing efforts by connecting them to next-gen creators and is used by brands including Haywell, Agua Bonita, and Campfire. And Simone, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And you're certainly welcome, Simone. Thanks for your time. Looking forward to hearing all the details on Clutch. So for starters, and I'm sure it would be interesting, if you could share the backstory on why you decided to create Clutch.
Yeah, that's a great question. So a few years ago, my co-founder, Madison Long, who's also the CEO of the company, and I decided to start this venture with really the central or integral part of it being that we wanted to support the next generation in a capital efficient way. Oftentimes, as students especially, there aren't really flexible opportunities for you to like make money and also, you know, go to school and college. And so, you know, that's always been our North Star, even though we've pivoted the business probably around 3 or 4 times. But in this most recent pivot, the opportunity is kind of a win-win-win for all three parties, being that the student, the emerging brand, and, you know, us as a team, because that's always been our goal and our vision. And so we started this company, you know, with the idea of it being a concession delivery app on universities and campuses across the states. So imagine you were at a football game or like a concert on campus and you wanted to order food to your seat. You could use our platform to do that. But when COVID happened, we had to pivot our idea to serve the students on campus for, you know, something else. So we did some discovery with admins on universities, realized that they might actually need a solution for getting food to people's dorms, given the fact that everybody was, you know, stuck quarantining and you didn't really want to have too many people intermingling. But that became a bit of a, you know, headache because admins are not as open to digital solutions on universities, especially given all the other stressors they had. So we realized that we might need to try to sell through directly to the students and offer them the opportunity to make money directly on the platform, which is how we landed where we are today, which is connecting the next generation of creators to emerging brands and businesses. We started with the idea of them being students, but we have, you know, started exploring, expanding to beyond just thinking about them as students and more so that next generation. So now they can leverage our platform to create services, you know, like content creation or, you know, managing, you know, a small or medium-sized brand's social media presence. And so they are able to set their own terms, their own pricing, and they also all work remotely, which is really helpful for them to be able to live the lifestyle that I think this next generation cares about.
Well, I'd say that's quite a backstory right there and awesome information as well. Thanks for that. Now, tell me, for those that aren't so familiar, what is the creator economy?
So the creator economy is a place where individuals can do what they love as a means for work and where brands can find authentic creators to help them out with projects that they need that the creator loves doing. And so I can give an example of that. Let's say you're, you know, a small or, you know, you're a small brand and you have a passion for non-alcoholic beverages and you found a way to make a non-alcoholic beverage, you know, taste good and allow other people to still enjoy going out and partying without necessarily having to drink alcohol. So you have this brand and you really want people to be able to learn more about it and also ultimately convert people into buyers. But you struggle with finding the time to keep up with the social media trends, or you don't really understand how to create a TikTok, or you know, you have an Instagram, but you don't necessarily have time to like reply to everybody in the comments or figure out what hashtags to use to get people engaged and get new people and traffic to your account. So what we have been able to do, or what the creator economy is you tap into a group of people who understand what that looks like and what the strategy could be for your brand, and allows and knows how to create that content on behalf of you. So that way it takes the stress off of you in terms of having to figure out what the best way to reach your audience is. And also you don't have to spend as much time on creating that content. You have somebody who knows or has an instinct rather on exactly how to do that. And you know what the trends are.
Tremendous explanation there, and thanks for your feedback as well. Quite informative and helpful. Now, what types of businesses and brands work with Clutch? Get into some of the details there. I'm sure that would be of interest as well.
Yeah, all types of businesses and brands work with Clutch. You know, we have D2C, e-commerce, and retail brands, all the way up to CPG brands, sports and media brands, agencies looking for help with their brand and their client work. So Clutch is a platform for everyone looking to enhance their presence online and grow their business in authentic ways.
In other words, who doesn't need Clutch? And everyone from any walk of life and any industry can tap into this. And this is really awesome. And you're certainly making it happen. And we are appreciative. Today, we're joined by Simone May, CTO and co-founder of Clutch, a digital marketplace that's elevating emerging brands' digital marketing efforts by connecting them to next-gen creators here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question, how can businesses expect to grow through their use of Clutch?
Businesses using Clutch are able to expand their presence online in the most authentic, honest ways to reach inclusive audiences that are fully aligned with their product. By increasing both their quantitative and qualitative reach online, the customers purchasing their products and services and continuing to purchase their products and services as retention customers drastically increases. Clutch is the platform that helps brands accelerate their growth in inclusive and authentic ways. I was just going to add is like the educational part is a component that plays a huge role as well. So even if you might not know what my brand is, you can come to my platform to learn more about it because we have those authentic creatives that we work with as well. Inclusive and authentic creative voices.
Well, I tell you what, I've been on the website, and if anyone were to visit the website, you'll certainly be interested in trying this out. It is very impressive. Well done. One last question for you. What's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next? Any advice for those types of listeners tuning in today?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say, you know, in the beginning, I mentioned about 3 to 4 pivots that we face before we've landed on what we're doing today. And I say that to say it's not always going to be easy, but if you keep that North Star in your back pocket at every single turn, I think you will find the solution that works best for whoever or whatever you're trying to serve. You know, that's what's kept us going, our vision and our grit. But, you know, more importantly, the passion you have for whatever you're building will help you to keep going during some of those tougher times.
Simone, I want to thank you so much for joining us here today. Again, we really are thankful for the creation of Clutch. And I'm sure listeners want to know what the website is, where listeners can get more information and also take advantage and tap into this.
Yes, please come to thatsclutch.com where you can apply to become a creator to work with us or apply to become a client of ours and, you know, tap into our creator pool. Once you apply, one of our sales reps will reach out to you and, you know, share more about the process and, you know, happy to get your collab going with Clutch.
And I love the name Clutch as a sports enthusiast. When things look grim, you come through in the clutch. You gotta love it, and you're certainly doing that and providing that for everyone. Again, folks, it is thatsclutch.com. Simone, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric, for having me. I hope you guys have a good one.
Back at you. You have a good one as well. We've been speaking with Simone Maith, the CTO and co-founder of Clutch, a digital marketplace that's elevating emerging brands' digital marketing efforts by connecting them to next-gen creators. And again, for all the details, visit thatsclutch.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.